We will now come to the item entitled Access for the Blind to American Business, a Priority for Amazon. Amazon at one time was a model of accessibility. We were proud of it. When we talked to other companies about the desirability of accessibility and the ease with which it could be done, we pointed to Amazon. Times changed, and so did their accessibility. Nevertheless, we made an agreement, and they said that they would work on their accessibility and see that it came into a usable standard. And we said, we want you to do it. We're pleased to work with you. When you get it done, we think it will be good for you, but we think it will be good for a lot of other people because, as you can tell from our efforts, we're not prepared to be cut out of American business. And Amazon works with a lot of people to make their websites and their sales apparatus work. So we thought it would be good for Amazon and for others. I now introduce the senior manager of the content platform for Amazon, who has come here from Seattle to talk to us about our work together. It is clear that there's more work to do, but it is also clear from meetings that we've had and some of the work that we've done that a good deal of work has already been accomplished. Please welcome Craig Woods.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for inviting us to come to the conference. It's truly an honor to address this body. I want to thank Dr. Maurer and particularly Ann Taylor, both of whom have been strong partners in our efforts to improve accessibility at Amazon.com. This morning, I'd like to talk a little bit about how Amazon has succeeded at accessibility. It is a real challenge in a business the size and scale of Amazon.com, and the challenges we've faced over the past now 15 years in growing a business from a startup of two people in a garage, literally packing boxes by hand, to a $15 billion global business with operations on all major continents around the world. And managing to do that and keep accessibility as a priority clearly has been a significant challenge. How many of you have heard the parable of the professor trying to teach a class of students how to set priorities? And he, as a demonstration, gets a jar and puts it on the table. Sounds like a few of you have heard that before. Okay, many of you. I use it all the time at work, trying to help people understand what it is that matters and how to make sure you're getting done what is the most important priorities for your business. I'll tell you the parable for those of you who haven't heard it. Professor gets a group of students together in his class and says, I need to teach you how to set your priorities for the semester. There's going to be too much work to do. You're going to have to figure out which is the work that you will get done that will make the most difference. And he put a jar on the desk and he said, okay, the jar is empty. I'm going to fill it. And he proceeded to fill it up with a large number of rocks. And they heard the rocks clanking into the jar. And he passed the jar around, and each student was able to verify that it was indeed now full of large rocks. And he asked the question, is the jar full? And they said yes. Everyone said, yep, definitely full. And then he pulled out another jar, or a bucket, I should say, of gravel. And he poured the gravel on top of the large rocks and shook the jar and then poured some more gravel and shook the jar. Sure enough, he was able to add the whole bucket of gravel into the jar. Passed the jar around to the students again and said, it was full before, and now I've added more. Is it full yet? And they said, no. They started to figure it out. There is always more room. There was still more room in that jar. Sure enough, he pulled out a bucket of sand, poured the sand into the jar, and was able to add still more. And in his final demonstration, he took out a bucket of water and was able to add still more to that jar and pack it until it was, and finally, at a point where it was truly full. And he asked the students, what is the moral of this story for setting priorities? One of the students raised his hand and said, no matter how busy you are, there's always room for more. You can always get a little bit more done. And the professor said, no, that is the wrong lesson. The right lesson is make sure you put the big rocks in the jar first. If you fill the jar up with sand, with the little things in life, with things that are not the most important things, there will be no room for the real priorities for your business or for your life. For Amazon, what that means is that our first priority has always been, from the very beginning, to be customer-centric. Our motto is not Earth's largest bookstore or Earth's largest selection. Those are phrases you hear us use to describe our business. But our motto that we use to run our business, the motto we are passionate about on every single day and every single employee, is being customer-centric. We prioritize our work around delighting our customers. For us, that means that accessibility is not a matter of profit and loss. It's not a matter of public relations or catchy phrases. It's not a matter of token efforts. For us, accessibility is about delighting our customers, all of our customers. There are millions of people in America, all of whom have different priorities and different needs. When we build our website, it is the most important priority for us is to build a website that is the most accessible and the most usable for the broadest number of people who are passionate about books, at least in our initial store, and now about the many products that we offer around the world. And so that has made accessibility for Amazon a priority without having to create any special programs, for example. We don't design the website just for the blind. We design it for anyone to access and to get information. Some people are on slow computers. Some people don't have browsers that support JavaScript. There are many different ways people access our site, and our job, our passion, is to make a site that is accessible and easy to use for all of them. But it's not quite that simple, because there is more than one big rock in the jar. We do have to grow. We do have to make money. That's very important, too. Some of you may even be Amazon stockholders, and I'm sure you care very much about our profitability. I'm sure we do as well. How do you keep your focus on something like accessibility and usability on your website when you're opening a completely new line of business somewhere in the world about once a week? When you launch every day thousands of pages of content on your websites all around the world, how can you keep accessibility as a priority for thousands of software engineers working very independently all around the world without slowing them down, without constraining them, and without preventing you from launching new businesses and delighting and innovating your customers in new ways? For Amazon, that has also been something where we've used our core philosophy as a strength, but it has also required special challenges. It has had special challenges for us. Because we focus on innovation, rapidly innovating around the world in many different lines of businesses at the same time, we have a very decentralized, very independent organization. We don't have centralized bureaucratic institutions in our company. It would be great to be able to say, these are the accessibility standards for everyone to follow everywhere. This is the one set of tests that will determine whether a site is or is not yet ready to be launched. But it won't work. There's too many independent people, too many independent teams. Committees don't succeed in an agile or nimble organization like Amazon.com. You can think of this yourself. Deciding where this room, if all of us decided to go to lunch, where would we go? Who would decide? How long would that take? Anybody want to try that? I don't think so. But what if there were three people together, you and your best friends, and you wanted to go to lunch? The three of you could decide very quickly. You'd know that if someone, Mary said, "Hey, there's a great new sushi place I've been meaning to try," that it was probably worthwhile because you've been out to lunch with her, you know what she likes, and you're good friends, you trust her. So our emphasis is not on setting up a centralized mandate, a centralized goal of accessibility, a centralized policy, but instead to empower the teams themselves, the small teams of innovative engineers all around the company who are constantly building new content and new features. We empower them to be independent and to set their own standards for accessibility and for usability for their content. But that's not enough, as Dr. Maurer says. The site that we have had a few years ago did not have the level of quality it needed to have for accessibility. And when we were approached by the NFB and challenged by them to bring our site back to the standards that it really should be expected to have for accessibility, we welcomed the relationship with the NFB. We found that it was a very valuable component of our strategy for being successful at implementing an accessible website. For us, what the NFB has provided is a sense of focus and a feedback loop from you, the blind community, to us very directly. It has helped us find and fix problems address gaps in our process that we're allowing our site to drift away from our high standards of accessibility and customer centricity. Over the past 2 years, we have set up within Amazon a vibrant community of people passionate about accessibility as a focus for our websites. We've established special bar raiser committees of volunteers throughout the company who do, on their own time, accessibility reviews for new features before launch. We have people coming to find us and saying, "Please, can you help us build this feature and make this feature accessible for our customers? We have a specific challenge we're not sure how to tackle. How can we solve these problems?" And one of the tools we use to solve those problems is our relationship with the NFB and the resources that are provided by that organization. Our task force has accomplished a lot in the past year. Thank you. Our task force has accomplished a lot in the past year, and we have a lot left to accomplish. The breadth of the Amazon website is truly mind-boggling from the inside in terms of complexity and scope. There's been a concerted effort to improve and remove images that do not have alt text. We've done an audit of form fields across the site to make sure that they're clearly labeled and concise for people. Thank you. We've been building this into our platform. That's why I'm speaking to you today. I work on the core Amazon platform itself. This means that the tools that people use to build software will, in fact, make the site accessible and make it impossible for people to put content out on the site that is not accessible. It will enforce alt tags. It will enforce form field labeling. This is the smart way to do it. This is the right way to do it. These are the basics. We hope to prove to you by cleaning up our site and addressing the basics of accessibility that we are still passionate about the customer experience, and particularly your customer experience on our site. But we need your help beyond that as well. We need your feedback and your input. We appreciate the support of the NFB. Look forward to continuing our relationship with the NFB and getting feedback from the community through that organization. But as individuals, too, we appreciate your input. We are setting up a dedicated customer service channel for accessibility-related issues, and we're setting up a special area on the website to help people access the site through non-visual access. So please, in conclusion, please help us share your passion for your products in our store. Give us your feedback. Send us your comments. Help us improve our site. Help us find what it is that we can do to delight you, some of the most important and passionate customers we have on Amazon.com. Thank you very much.
Craig, or Mr. Woods, whichever you are. I never asked you which way you like to be called, and I like to call people the way they like to be called. So, I have a thing to tell you, which I think you already know, and a thing to ask you, which I think I already know. The thing to tell you is this. We have heard from many people that whatever they're doing is complex, and whatever we're asking is complex, and it's hard. And sometimes we've heard from them that it can't be done. We don't ever believe that. We always think that there is a way, and we always work to find it. Now, the thing I want to ask you is this. I heard your metaphor. I believe that you believe, but I want you to confirm it for us, that we are a big rock.
Can you do that?
Missed my cue. Sorry about that. Amazon is passionate about customer accessibility, and I can assure you that the NFB is one of the big rocks in our jar, without a question.